How's the back?
This feels good. Just got done getting treatments now, so I'll be ready to go.
So just a tightness or bruise?
Yeah, just a knee, so I'll be all right.
Okay. Back-to-back road ones, you guys haven't done that in a while, but just can you feel a little momentum building? You need it coming into maybe the biggest game of the season tomorrow.
Yeah, I can feel it. My confidence is up there right now, and I think we're preparing properly. And I think it should be a really good game. I think we're going to come out the same intensity we've been coming out with and a little more because we know that this team is probably better than the last two we played, arguably. So I think we're up for the challenge.
I remember earlier in the season, one of the challenges that you said that was presented your way is to try and become a more effective player when you didn't have the ball in your hands. Have you noticed yourself doing that more and more here, especially these last couple of games? Because I know you haven't really had the point output, but you've been able to have an impact at both ends.
A big thing was defensively. I'm a much better defender than what I was defending earlier. So defensively, Coach McCaffrey wanted me to make that more of a priority. So I think I've took that challenge on from him personally better. And I think when we played against Wisconsin, I did a pretty good job on Jordan. And then just yesterday, I had a few steals and some key rebounds towards the end of the game. And I think defense won us that game yesterday. Because without the defense, we would have never got back in the game. We were down 11, I think. And I think the 2-3 zone really helped us out a lot. So,
how much better has the communication been defense?
Oh, it's been a lot better. We've been talking, been real vocal with each other, communicating, making sure people are where they need to be. And I think it really helped out a lot, especially when you're in a row and you're away from your bench in the second half. And that's when you need the most stops in that second half. And I think we've been doing a really good job of doing that.
How about you going up against Aaron Kraft here? What stands out about his game when you see him, and what are the things that I guess you're going to be looking for when you're going up against him one-on-one?
He's a real crafty guy.
No pun intended.
He knows the game real well. He's one of those guys that like to really bother you on defense. So, you just got to protect the ball like I've been doing. And like I said, I'm up for the challenge for everybody that steps in front of me. So, it's just another obstacle in the way that I'm going to have to try and remove. So,
is this the most confidence this team has had since you've been here at Iowa? The playing with the most confidence no matter where?
I would have to think so. Just the belief and confidence and the swagger that the team has about them right now, I think is really good, and I think it's really helped us out.
This place could be sold out. Talk a little bit about how much fun it would be to play a team like at Ohio State in your home court sold out.
I think that would be a great advantage to have a sold-out crowd here, one of the loudest gyms in the Big Ten when it's really rocking. And I think that should really help us out, fuel us with energy, and I think that should really help out a lot.